The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Hi, this is Susie Hobbinstock, and this is Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 17, and we're here today to talk about Animal Control, a new play at Firehouse Theatre, through May 12th.
And this is Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review. We're talking about Chandler Hubbard, a local actor, now playwright, who has turned in this really interesting and intricate play that takes place in the office of the Carson County Pound, where a concerned citizen has come in with a complaint about an assault that has taken place against his dog by another dog.
Yeah, we have the main character being the newly promoted animal control officer for the county. She's played by Donna Marie Miller very well, I might say, with lots of nuance and feeling. And there's a sassy assistant who's sort of a mentee, played by Journey Ensminger, who is very funny and provides a lot of comic relief.
Yeah, she's almost too sassy in some instances. And then I began to wonder, as I looked at her bio, I see that she is a college student, and I'm wondering how much of that was really just her and how much of it was her acting, which I thought was really pretty good.
And the other actors are Adam Turk, who comes in as the complainant with the injured dog, and two other nice performances, Eric Cullen, who owns the perpetrator of the assault. Eric gives an incredibly emotional and yet controlled performance, and Lucretia Marie Anderson as another complainant about that dog, and she's very powerful and shows a lot of different colors in her performance.
But it's interesting, as the story unfolds, there are a lot of twists and turns and surprises. So when we learn about the nature of this so-called bad dog and how he came to be there, it gives you multiple perspectives on what's really going on.
Yeah, and director Joel Basson, who's the artistic director of Firehouse Theater, handles this very well directorially. I think there's probably some cutting that could happen, particularly in the first of three scenes. Also, the set by Phil Hayes, very fun, kind of seedy.
Well, it's a really dingy little office that looks like it really could be in the back of a pound. But one of the things that bothered me were those two areas on the sides where the chain link fence are. I understood that, you know, they were used to spotlight actors at the beginning of each scene, but my being able to see the scaffolding that held them up was a distraction.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that was a real effective use of those two side areas of the stage at all, and they seemed to go on kind of long.
I didn't find it to be overly long, but my partner who attended with me did. However, we have to see that it is three acts. There's the prosecution, the defense, and the verdict, and two intermissions.
Yeah, it did make for a long evening, and I think that there are some very simple cuts that could probably be made, but nobody asked me for my opinion on that.
Well, I beg to differ. You are giving your opinion. That's why we're here today. But today, Susie and I have been talking about Animal Control, which is at the Firehouse Theater through May the 12th.
And this is Jerry Williams from Sifter, and now we're going to move into another show at Firehouse called Wrong Chopped, which is actually opening on May 17th and running through June 6th. Some of you Curtain Call listeners may remember that we interviewed Connor Scully and Dixon Cashwell back in November about the show when it played here, and that was an early run, so now these guys are back to talk about how it's changed and what it's going to be. Why don't each of you introduce yourself and say what you did first?
I am Levi Mirovich, and I am one of the co-writers of Wrong Chopped alongside Dixon Cashwell.
My name is Chandler Mackins. I am the PR manager for Dog Stuff, and I play Chef Bolton Kane in Wrong Chopped.
And I'm Connor Scully, and I directed this project.
Since way back in 2018 when we did this interview, what's changed?
Everything. It's a totally new show now. The first act can be very similar, but it's a totally new show after that. We fixed a lot of the problems that we found in the workshop.
Give me some examples of something you fixed, if you can. Something that would make
Levi,
sense
do you
to
wanna...
people.
Yeah, there was a character by the name of Chef Goo Henry that a lot of people, including us, weren't really sure exactly who this person is and what their function is, and we've really cleared it up in this iteration. The first time we did it at Firehouse, it was very much a workshop, and it's very much, let's see what lands, let's see what works.
It felt very improvised. Even though you said it was scripted, it still had that very loose feel.
A lot of room.
I do like to have the show feel live and improvised and full. And I like my shows to be chock full of failure. Mm-hmm. I think failure is fun to watch on stage. That being said, the show is going to feel a lot less like constant failure.
Yeah. And when you say it felt like a lot of improv, that's also a lot of the way Dixon and I write, is we write in all the little uhs and ahs and stammers to make it very like human and people just talking to each other. And that juxtaposed with all the crazy weird stuff that happens, kind of what we go for.
Yeah, the dog stuff aesthetic is very based in the idea that we're at a show. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to think that you're watching an episode of Chopped that the only ingredient they have are bones. I want you to know these are actors. You're having a good time. They're having a good time. We're all here to have a good time.
Chandler, what have you seen change?
Well, number one, I died in the first 20 minutes last time. So I won't necessarily give anything away, but I am throughout the show now. I think that the characters of Chef Gu Henry and Chef Bolton Kane both were just in the workshop. We saw that they were characters that were very strong and necessary to the show, and the ones that the audience like were really, really like with throughout the whole thing. And then like they get chopped quickly, and now we have them throughout the entirety of the show. And I think it is bringing, you know, this. It's tough to like try not to say the new ending. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
like
mouth,
that, yeah.
Those after Avengers, we're all terrified.
yeah.
To spoil.
Yeah, so.
Well, now let me ask you a question, because obviously there was a lot of video last time that you shot, and you've replaced cast members. So I'm assuming you had to go reshoot that, or did you eliminate some of that, or how did that? And talk about some of the new cast members.
Yeah. So
and why you fired the other ones?
We didn't actually fire anyone. Love everyone who's involved in our workshop. Just we had a lot of people come in from out of town for that one who couldn't commit to a longer run or may just didn't work for their schedules. But we have a great new cast of actors. Mm-hmm. Some of the video is being reshot. There's some video that's been cut, and then there's some video that's from our workshop that we've been able to rework in new and exciting ways that I don't want to say too much about.
Yeah. Talk about some of the cast members. I know there's another redhead in the cast now.
Yeah, so we have John Minks now.
Yeah.
There'll be two of you gingers in this.
Yeah, Richmond's own John Minks.
We have very strong Richmonders. Mm-hmm. Tyler Stevens has joined the cast.
Doug Blackburn, he's a new Richmond actor. He just moved here. He was teaching at Creighton, and he just moved to town, and I think people are really going to take to him. They're going to see this guy, and you're going to start seeing him a lot around Richmond.
Yeah, he's really incredible.
Okay.
Yeah,
we've got a couple people sticking around too, like Chandler and Dante Piero, who plays Gu Henry, and Tara Milica, who played the cameraman the first time, and this time she's going to be playing Daniel Craig. And we've got some people from VCU as well. We've got Abigail Kinchlow and Chelsea Matkins and also Tara Milica. But it's a great blend of people from the community and people from VCU and people who are familiar with dog stuff and people who aren't familiar with dog stuff. It's a cool way to bring all these different groups together.
So what would you say if somebody didn't see it the first time and they're thinking, well, this sounds pretty wacky. How would you conclude this to say, you should come see this thing when it opens in May?
Get drunk.
Well, they do have a bar. So that
Use and abuse the Firehouse Bar, and use and abuse it throughout the play. Get up, get more drinks. I don't mind. Come in just knowing you're going to see something real, real dumb. Yeah. And it's going to be some real stupid comedy, and you're not going to find some high intellectual property here, and don't come in expecting that.
And that's what we want.
Great.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Right.
We want it to be fun and open like that.
So. Yeah. Sometimes I think we don't look at how stupid the world is enough, that we live in a truly stupid society end of day. And sometimes we just need to look at that and acknowledge, like, Yeah, everything is pretty stupid.
I remember seeing it last time and thinking how very loose it was, and then after having the conversation with you all, finding out how much it was actually controlled. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that casualness or that openness translates this time, and we will probably be talking about it on Curtain Call in the future weeks. So thank you guys for coming in.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
So we've been talking to Connor Scully, who's the director, Lee Merovich, who is the co-writer and in the show, and Chandler Matkins, who's also in the show. This is Wrong Chopped, which will be playing at Firehouse Theater May 17th through June 8th. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jer.
That's all we got for this week's Curtain Call. We want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRAR. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a review of Gloria and a surprise interview.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.